Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019. Today, in 1926, the Berlin Funkturm was inaugurated on the occasion of the third Funkausstellung, or radio exhibition. Graffiti vandalism is increasingly throwing Berlin's public transport system out of step. According to BVLG spokesman Janis Schwentu, quote, at some point, every tagged train unit is out of order for at least 24 hours. In the end, the passenger always suffers. In addition to the Berlin subway, the S-Bahn in Berlin is particularly affected by damage caused by graffiti. Graffiti artists and vandals paint S-Bahn cars not only at night, but also during operation. Particularly brazen perpetrators even pull the emergency brake. As Berlin Briefing previously reported, during the 24-hour BVLG strike at the beginning of April, a tenth of the subway fleet was affected, 140 cars with 2,000 square meters of graffiti. The removal of the graffiti alone costs transport companies in Berlin and Brandenburg more than 6 million euros a year, and the trend is rising. According to the most recent figures for 2017, the BVLG incurred around 1.3 million euros due to graffiti vandalism, half a million more than in 2014. In 2018, around 5 million euros were recorded for the S-Bahn. The costs for guarding the vehicles at night and even the downtimes due to cleaning are not included in these sums, nor is the annoyance of passengers over overcrowded short trains. Even if only one car is vandalized, a whole train unit needs to be canceled. Depending on the model, 2, 4, or 6 wagons have to be taken out of service. According to the experience of the Deutsche Bahn, the typical perpetrator is male and between 14 and 21 years old, and all social classes are represented. In Berlin and Brandenburg alone, the federal police in the area of local traffic registers an average of 8 criminal charges per day for graffiti, which is around 3,000 per year. A criminal offense is committed as soon as property is damaged. In extreme cases, perpetrators can face fines and up to 2 years imprisonment. What many do not know is that transport companies can claim their damages for 30 years, even if perpetrators are under the age of 18 and have no income. It's rare for graffiti perps to be captured, however. The federal police determined 278 suspects were apprehended in the past year. In 2017, it was 369, and in the year before, 286. The current demand for teachers at Berlin schools is almost completely covered, as announced on Monday by Education Senator Sandra Schieres of the SPD. The 690 public schools achieved a coverage rate of 99.9%, according to a quick survey by the Education Administration. According to a press release of the Education Administration, Berlin has almost all needed teachers on board. Schieres said that at no single school were lessons endangered, which, according to her, is a good sign in challenging times. According to Schieres, a total of 25,000 full-time teachers are currently employed at the state schools in Berlin. Meanwhile, the Education Administration is still looking for teachers because 28 full-time positions are still open. On September 5th, there'll be another round of applicants for lateral entrance with so-called MINT subjects, or mathematics, computer science, natural sciences, and technology, in order to fill existing gaps in this area. The Hells Angels motorcycle gang wants to demonstrate again against the ban of their badges. On the afternoon of September 14th, the bikers want to have a parade through Berlin. The club members invite those to the demonstration against Kutenverbot, or the ban of coats in their jackets, and, quote, the abolition of the freedom of association. The DPA reports that a rally at the Brandenburg Gate is planned for the early evening. According to an announcement, between 1,000 and 1,500 participants are expected. In the past 2 years, however, only between 400 and 500 riders were present, often on Harley-Davidson motorcycles. According to a law in force since 2017, the Hells Angels, whose members have often attracted attention in organized crime, are no longer allowed to show club badges, such as the winged skull, in public. The reason for the regulation was that associations, especially in the area of criminal biker groups, offered a, quote, cover for various forms of serious and organized crime. The Hells Angels do not accept the state, the laws, and the police. Per authorities, they are particularly active in drug trafficking, extortion, and prostitution and pimping. Since the end of 2014, some members of the group have been sitting awaiting a murder trial before the Berlin Regional Court. And a few weeks after the demonstration last year, police found various weapons during a raid against the group. Two panda babies were born in the Berlin Zoo by Meng Meng on Saturday evening. At 6:45 p.m., the first little bear was born after a gestation period of 147 days. And at 7:42 p.m., the second cub was born. They are the first pandas born in Germany. The fact that the panda was pregnant was only determined by ultrasound just over a week ago by experts from the Berlin Zoo and the Leibniz Institute for Zoo and Wildlife Research. According to the zoo, the youngsters are expected to grow up in Berlin for up to 4 years. Then, the young animals will have to leave Berlin for China. After all, both Berlin pandas Meng Meng and Zhao King are only on loan by China, and this also applies to their offspring. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.